The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Autumn Warren in studio with me. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
I've been dizzy since the moment I woke up this morning, and I have no idea why. Danny, I am so dizzy. I feel like I just got off like a roller coaster.
You're just blonde. No,
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I knew you were, because, you know, yeah, but that's ditzy, not
yeah,
dizzy,
because
right?
I'm that predictable.
What's the difference between ditzy and dizzy?
Nothing.
Oh, it's the same thing? Ditzy and dizzy? Is it?
Totally
Autumn, anybody
different.
Know?
No,
totally
I don't think it's the different. Same thing.
Yeah. It's a different thing.
Although it's fun to say.
So what is a ditz? Deets. Ditz.
A ditz, I would say, is kind of like an aloof, like, yeah. Airhead.
Like airhead, right? Yeah. And what's the other one? Dizzy? Dizzy.
Dizzy,
so dizzy
is when
I'm
you
dizzy.
Equilibrium.
I'm not ditzy. I'm dizzy, Danny.
Okay.
Totally different.
It's totally
I need
different.
Some major drugs.
I think he's made it his
you know
opinion
what?
Clear.
I wish there was like a drug that just made you feel happy. I wish there was, besides the typical ones, you know?
Well,
just
no,
magic
I mean,
pill.
I broke a crown, so I'm like sitting here with half Ouch. A tooth, and it's just aggravating.
What were you eating when you ate, and I ate the crown, broke the crown?
A big, believe it or not, a pig in a blanket.
Are you serious?
Just
did you get my joke? I called you Jack, like Jack and Jill. You broke your crown. Did you get that go right over your head? Your crown?
It's a really good joke.
I'm dizzy.
It was a good joke.
It was a really good
I pulled
joke.
It right out of my, you know what?
No, I was eating a pig in a blanket, and all of a sudden, okay, pigs in a blanket are not supposed to be crunchy.
Yeah.
And I knew it right away, and I was like, what the heck?
Man.
So I had to go throughout the whole, you know, last 2 days with it. So tomorrow, I might not be here tomorrow.
Oh, well.
Because that's the earliest that they can get me in is tomorrow morning, so.
You know, you bring up a good thing.
Oh, it's just aggravated. My tongue right
topic,
now
I
is
say. Not
just,
a good thing.
My tongue right now is just raw because it just keeps on.
Really? You know, and Autumn, you and I have talked about this before, and you take the natural route on everything. That includes dentistry.
Right.
And so what do you think about crowns and root canals and all that sort of stuff?
I think it's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. Okay.
And so, well, then help me. How do I end this pain?
Well, you can't do anything about it now because you already went the medical route.
It's right
route.
At the nerve, and it's like it's.
No, you could be oil pulling. Right now, if you oil pulled, I mean, I'm not a doctor or a dentist, but you could oil pull with tea tree melaleuca oil and coconut oil. So like a tablespoon of coconut oil and put in one or two drops of tea tree oil or even clove oil, depending on what we have here in the studio. Swish it all around. I mean, it'll make the pain go away almost instantly and prevent any sort of infection until you see a dentist.
Autumn Warren, researcher of all natural
Thank
remedies.
You. Thank you.
Well, look at my finger. She's the one that told me about the ozonated olive oil. No, my pinky, Danny, not my middle one. Okay, and it's amazing. You know, it still is a little numb, but I am quite astounded. Look at that. You can hardly
even tell.
That just like, I don't know, was it 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I sliced off the tip of my baby finger on my left hand.
And it's way better than not having a tip to the baby finger.
Yeah. Gosh. I got very lucky that it didn't go all the way through, but it went right to my nail bed. So, I think it'll always probably be a little numb. Do the nerve endings like reconnect and...
Yeah,
it takes years.
I'm sure they could, but I don't know.
It's not completely dead. It just feels like it's had a little too much to drink, you know? Maybe there's still tequila in there from after
Maybe.
I did it. And I immediately stuck it in a shot of tequila until we figured out whether or not I was going to the emergency room.
It's very relaxed.
Well, so no, but we've talked about this before about the dentistry, Danny, and Autumn was saying that you needed a, tell us.
I needed a a couple crown, of crowns, right? Too. Yeah. And I was seeing a traditional dentist at the time, and he was kind of a snarky guy anyway. But he told me, you know, I needed a crown. And I was like, why? You know, and he showed me this x-ray, and it was this tiny hairline crack in one of them. The other one was a bit more severe. But the whole time I was like, well, I'm going to try to heal it naturally. And he was like, well, don't call me on the weekend. And I'm like, all right. But it took me 4 years, four solid years of really putting effort into it with oil pulling and getting trace minerals through things like diatomaceous earth. And then chewing on lots of dark leafy greens and sprouting my grains and beans and nuts to get rid of phytic acid.
That, Danny?
Well, you see, it does sound like a lot. Well, but I mean, I have all my teeth.
But it's your health all over. All over, not just your teeth, because your teeth do represent your overall health, really.
And you save a lot of money.
I mean, I was immediately, you know, trying to figure out the cost of all the oil, you know, and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, a crown is what, $2,000 or $3,000?
No. I mean, without insurance,
I think
it's about maybe $1,200, $1,300. I don't know. All I know is with my insurance, it's still going to be
but
about
$300, $400. But as you can see, it's not a permanent fix.
Right.
Because
yeah.
You generally have to get it redone. And oftentimes the neighboring teeth, either the upstairs ones or the ones right next door, mm-hmm. they're affected by it in the end too, because now you're biting down on this inorganic material.
Right. So the key to the story again is to eat well, take good care of yourself. It all matters. And that goes for your teeth too. What you all the candy and stuff that
it
can
was
destroy
a pig
your
in
teeth.
A blanket.
No, but that's not. You're a candy chewing monster.
Oh, she's calling you out.
No, I am. You are. You
I'm
are.
Not.
And we've got Dr. Teitelbaum on the show. He's going to tell you the all about sugar addiction on the show today. He is the author of the book Beat Sugar Addiction Now. And we've got Dr. Brad Dieter is going to be talking about longevity and fasting. I saw this article, I believe Sean Wells posted it, or maybe another friend of mine, about neuroscience reveals what fasting does to the brain and why Big Pharma and the food industry won't study it. Well, that's a no-brainer. It's not going to do anything for them, so why would they put any money into
right.
it?
No, thank you.
They'll lose money from it, so that would be a bad investment. So right. You have to do your own homework. You have to take care of yourself. You have to read a lot, and yeah.
The biggest thing I've learned about it is that it creates cellular mitosis. So it creates, you know, like your old cells that are about to die, it speeds up them recreating new ones. So that's a great way to get rid of any sort of chronic disease, is to just have the old cells go out and new healthy ones come in.
Mm-hmm. And it's cellular what? Mitosis?
Mitosis.
And so what exactly does that mean, Dr. Warren?
It means the cells are like, they're dying and creating new ones. So mm-hmm. essentially it's like, you know, the old things are dying off, and then at the same time they're recreating. Like I think of it in my head like a snake shedding its skin, kind of. So like the yuck part is falling off and the new part is all fresh and clean and healthy. And the if you can get that to do it faster and faster, and sometimes that greater levels, that's kind of how the ozonated oil works.
You want it to go faster and faster, right?
If you're trying to cure something.
Can't
I mean,
say cure.
I'm sorry. If you're wanting to treat.
Treat, can't say treat.
Oh, all right.
Help, can't say help.
Ah, all right. So basically,
if you want to look at a different perspective of a alternative health,
that's correct.
Solution.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to accelerate the turnover in your cells for any reason, saying you're wanting to get rid of bad cells and encourage good cells, the best way to do that is to increase the rate that they change.
Yeah, it just made me think of something. I actually took a screenshot of something today that I thought was so funny. Let me see if I can find it. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
I'll find it here.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of how the ozonated oil works as well. It encourages, if you ingest ozone as well, it encourages cells to regrow themselves.
Okay, I found it. And so here, so it's like, this is just, I saw this. I'm going to read it. I'm going to leave out some words. It says, finally, please never discuss blank blank as treating, curing, remedying, helping, reducing, preventing, solving, or any other claim toward a specific condition, ailment, or disease. Rather, only state the facts of what was associated with a situation. Be before blank, 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 and what was observed with that situation after blank, blank, blank. So blank, blank, blank.
Maybe I'll get that as a new tattoo. Yeah.
But it's like, really? Why? How did that get started?
I know.
That you can't share information. What happened to, you know, what happened to our freedom of speech to share ideas that we have or discoveries that we've had? Has the pharmaceutical companies even bought that from us? Have they taken that from them with all the lobbyists in Washington? You know, we can't even think free now. Yeah. I mean, and share it with our friends. That's right, because we're on radio, so you have to you're censored, even though you don't think that you are.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's no such thing as uncensored in America that I know of.
No.
And that includes Facebook too, and all of them. And it's kind of scary. I'm gonna just say it on the way here. I was thinking about how much Apple sucks. You know, I'm sick of their updates. I'm sick of their phones every 6 months, and they need to calm down. That's what they need to do. I'm sick of them. So we have a great show coming up. I've got Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He is the author of the book Beat Sugar Addiction Now. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, it's Bernadette. It's cold and flu season, and Sun Warrior wants to help you keep your immune system strong. Sun Warrior Silver Immune Shield delivers microionic silver and 72 plus trace minerals to support the immune system naturally. The Immune Shield Complex is a fulvic acid complex produced in nature with loads of minerals to feed your immune system. Go to sunwarrior.com to get your Silver Immune Shield today. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for anxiety and to get some good sleep. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Autumn Warren, and our very special guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He is a medical doctor and board-certified internist and nationally known expert in the fields of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, sleep and pain. He is also the director of the Practitioners Alliance Network, that's PAN, and author of so many books, so many great books. I'm just going to give you a little list of them. The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, and his best-selling From Fatigue to Fantastic, Pain-Free 1-2-3, A Proven Program for Eliminating Chronic Pain Now, and 3 Steps to Happiness. I want that one. Healing Through Joy and the Beat Sugar Addiction Now series and Real Cause and Real Cure. Love this guy. How are you doing today, Dr. Teitelbaum?
Bernadette, feeling fantastic.
Good.
And for the listeners, if you're having trouble losing weight, wondering why it won't go off, we're going to tell you today and tell you how to get past that and get to feeling great yourself.
Well, I want to know, okay, so give me one little thing here. Give me a little peep into the book about being happy.
Well, again, if you want to be happy, start by letting go of any blame or fault.
Oh, I love that. That is such good advice.
Because as long as you're blaming other people, you've given up your power. Once you realize that life is a no-fault thing, then you can move on to creating anything you want. And then you simply guide by learning to pay attention to what feels good.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I absolutely love that message. Go ahead. I continue. Please.
Yeah, instead of, like, watching the nonsense on TV. If you think that the stuff on TV is real, on the news, just change between the five main news networks, and you'll think you're on five different planets. So at least four of them are, what's the medical term, FOS?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a secret. I mean, God bless them. I'm on Fox, I'm on CNN, I'm on the, you know. And they're sweet people, but when they're done with all the editing and the rest, it's a fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you enjoy watching the news, watch it. Just know it's a fiction. But for the other 99.999% of you who grind your teeth when you watch the news these days, turn it off.
Yeah. You know what, Dr. Teitelbaum, that is such great advice. I only turn my television on for football. And mm-hmm. and I do think that Fox does the best job at the with the broadcast because it's exciting. And football should always be exciting. You what?
They're more entertaining. At least they know. You know, if it's all going to be nonsense, at least they make it entertaining nonsense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what a great message, though, because and it's all connected, too, because when you're not as happy emotionally, you do have a tendency, I think, to get more easily addicted to sugar, which is what we're talking about today. Your book, Beat Sugar Addiction Now. I have to ask you a question that I was thinking about because I really feel that artificial sweeteners should be taken out of our food completely. I think it was a huge mistake by this country to allow them in the first place. And so I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that artificial sweeteners have increased our addiction to sugar?
No, I think food processing and our sweet tooth has increased the addiction. They've dumped 140 pounds of sugar per person per year into our diet, in part because the food has become so gross that the only way they can get people to eat it is to basically load it so full of sugar that they can't taste what the so-called food tastes like now. And the artificial sweeteners have their problems. I don't have an inside information, but I suspect that the only reason that NutraSweet got approved is that they paid off somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at how it happened, it makes no sense otherwise. But I think there is a place for them. I think that they're less toxic than, you know, if you get one of those 48-ounce sodas, that's 36 spoons of sugar, Bernadette. That's
insane. It is insane.
And I think it's more toxic to get all those sugar than to get, like, saccharin or stevia especially. I mean, stevia, I think it's a very reasonable sweetener.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree. And actually, Sweet Leaf Stevia used to be a sponsor of our show because I do think that it's the better bad choice if you're not going to just go with straight, good old-fashioned, you know, table sugar. Or not table sugar, not... Yeah, I guess it's called table sugar. I'm thinking of table salt. I read something earlier about table salt. Pure cane. Thank you, Dan the Man. But, you know, I was reading about this, too. And what do you think about this, Dr. Teitelbaum? Artificial sweeteners may change our gut bacteria in dangerous ways. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely, they do. And the gut bacteria changing are one of the things that contributes to overweight. But what that study didn't talk about is how sugar changes it in even more dangerous ways. One of the things that will trigger weight gain is candida overgrowth. And for those of you who get chronic sinus congestion or sinusitis or irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, that's going to be a sign of candida overgrowth. And yeast grow by fermenting sugar. So even though the artificial sweeteners have their problems, I think just what I find overall is that they're less toxic
mm-hmm.
than the mass amounts of sugar. Now, I think if you're having the normal amount of sugar that people used to get 300 years ago, that was fine. Sugar's not bad. It's just 140 pounds that they dump on our food and food processing. That really is the problem. And, you know, what we find is that there's four main types of sugar addiction. And if you know what's causing your sugar craving, you can make it go away, and then you can enjoy sugar in a nice, healthy way. And I'm not against sugar, Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
I consider chocolate to be a health food.
Oh, good. Then I'm good. I eat a lot of chocolate, Dr. Teitelbaum.
What if you crave fruit and you eat a lot of fruit during the day? Isn't that kind of feeding your sugar addiction? If you eat a lot of fruit, like bananas and grapes, you know, fruit with high sugar content in it.
Well, let's just play with the numbers a bit, and you'll get a sense. If you drink 16 ounces of orange juice, that's 12 spoons of sugar. People would chug that down in a second without thinking. Mm-hmm. But to get that same 12 teaspoons of sugar, you have to eat 6 oranges.
Okay. So wow.
Most people won't sit down and eat 6 oranges.
No.
They'll chug 16 orange ounces of orange juice in a flash. So as far as I'm concerned, eat all the fruit you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it reminds me, I was having images when I was a kid. We didn't have orange juice. My mother used to slice the oranges into little triangles of 8. And we would, mm-hmm. you know, suck the juice out and eat the pulp with our teeth, you know, and pull it. Do you know what I'm talking about? And
it was like, children do this.
Yeah, no, it's a huge treat. And so how do we get away from stuff like that? It seems like our food is so complicated now. And it's just full of chemicals and processed stuff. And I actually had an experience. I bought my daughter had a couple of friends over all weekend, Friday and Saturday night. And so I bought these little chicken tenders. They said they were organic. In fact, I forgot to bring the box in. It's sitting in my car. But you go through the whole thing, organic, organic, organic. And then there was a period. And then it said, pressed in vegetable oil. And I was like, okay, how did they get away with that? How did they get away with that? Because vegetable oil is not organic, not that I'm aware of. And it's just there's so much deception in our labeling, and especially when it comes to sugar, Dr. Teitelbaum, right?
Absolutely. They have 82 different names for it and all the rest. But here's a simple trick. Because understand that the rules are written by government officials. I'm not saying that the government officials are bought off by industry. Okay, I'm saying that. They seem to act that way. But the way that you can tell how much sugar there is in a serving, you have to understand, everything on the label is all advertising, which is another way of saying utter nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So except for this little box that says ingredients and nutrition information. And if you look at the sugar, it'll say grams of sugar. Divide that by 4. That's how many teaspoons of sugar. And just by looking like that, suddenly you've got a price tag on the food. You know exactly what it's costing in terms of sugar content. And what you're going to find for so many foods is you're going to see, oh, my God, there's 7 spoons of sugar in a serving. Oh, and you're going to put it back. And, you know, the other things you'll look and you'll say, okay, well, this is 1.5 spoons. That's okay. It's worth it. And just let your gut instinct tell you. And they're actually changing it that instead of just total sugar, it's going to be added sugar, because that's really what I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nature's packed into the food. I trust nature. I don't trust the food processors.
Well, you know, this country is in trouble. You know that. I'm reading from a summary of what we were going to talk about today. The research published in The Lancet on October 10th documents that the disturbing growth of child obesity, which portends a rise in chronic disease such as diabetes, as well as heart disease and other complications. And this is children that we're talking about.
Absolutely. And it's grown tenfold in 40 years, the degree of obesity. And in adults, 38% of adults are obese. And it predicts diabetes. Diabetes used to be incredibly rare. And now we're seeing it's predicted in 1/2 to 1/3 of the population is going to be diabetic, and where it used to be less than 1%. But the nice thing is diabetes is really totally preventable and incredibly treatable. For some simple tips for things, there's a phone app called Cures A to Z, which will have everything from acne to zoster. You can look up diabetes, and we'll talk about herbs. For example, Hintonia latiflora, excellent herb. Berberine, another excellent herb. There's many herbs that really can bring down blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there seems to increase insulin sensitivity, optimizing testosterone levels in men. Critical for, you know, because men go through menopause, just like women go through menopause. And low testosterone in men will trigger diabetes. High testosterone in women will trigger diabetes. So there's so much you can do, but diabetes is optional.
Yeah.
And starting with a diet.
Well, and do you believe, let me ask you this, because it's so popular right now, and I know you'll have an opinion. What about the ketogenic diet?
It works.
It works. Okay, so let me ask you this. For the first time, we're seeing people who are both, this is in your words, people who are both obese and malnourished at the same time, thanks to the empty calories provided by sugar, which has become a staple of the standard American diet, says you. What else do you want to add to that for our listeners?
Well, again, you don't have to eat a diet that you hate. It's important to realize the reason that things taste good is because they're good for us. Otherwise, what kind of like crazy God or evolution would create a thing where everything that felt good was bad for us? That's insane.
Yeah.
So that's a Puritan ethic, which is why they got chased on boats and told to sail out of the country or they'd kill them. And, you know, it's just, things that feel good are good for you. The problem is that the food industry has learned to fool our taste buds and fool our normal mechanisms for telling. So, you know, so all of a sudden they've made things taste good that are bad for us. That's unique in human history.
Mm-hmm.
But once you go back to whole foods, things that feel good to you and are relatively unprocessed, just listen to your body. If it feels good, it's going to be good for you. If your body wants it, except for sugar cravings, most of the time it's because your body thinks it's going to be healthy for it, and it usually is. So things don't have to taste bad and be icky to be healthy. That's an American insanity. You go to Europe, see how they eat. Go to France, see how they eat. It's delicious, it's yummy, and it's healthy.
I love yummy, and I love your epic thought process. Thank you so much, Dr. Tatelbaum. Can't wait to have you back on.
A pleasure, Bernadette.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Autumn Warren, and we've got Dr. Brad Dieter on the line. He is a certified sports nutritionist from the ISSN, that's the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He is a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, that's ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public to bring the best information in the industry straight to you. Dr. Dieter, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. It's winter's coming in hot here, so the weather's starting to get gross, but we're trying to combat the seasonal affective disorder.
And I love where gross, are you? Though. I love gross.
You love gross?
I love gross weather. I do. I love gray, and you know, just not for a month straight, but I like days like this, kind of when it's, you know, comfort food comes, you know, coming in my stomach.
Like, and it's a straight month, so when it sets in, it never leaves.
Okay, so I've never heard the term girl's weather, so that means one of them is rain, one of them...
What weather? What
are you saying?
Gross.
Gross?
Gross.
Oh, I thought it was an acronym, like a joke for the type of weather.
No.
Although
I can think of
a few. So, hey, like, you know, the R is rain, and the I is what? Inclement?
Yeah.
I have no idea where this is going.
I got a quick question for you, Dr. Dieter. We were talking about sugar in the last segment, and I didn't get to this, Bernadette, but, you know, just recently I had a, one of those protein power bars, new on the market, and on the label it said, sweetened with stevia. So I looked on back of the, after I ate it, of course, looked at the ingredients. It said stevia, and it also said pure cane sugar, and it also said sucralose.
Of course, yeah. Thank you, FDA.
How can they, you know, what percent? Yeah, well, basically, what percentage of does it have to be sweetened with stevia? You know, because it could have been, is it possible that most of it was sucralose in sugar and just maybe a little bit of stevia?
Because sucralose is the cheapest, first of all.
Yeah, so basically if it's in there at all, they can say it's sweetened with it. But the best way to look at it is they have to order the ingredients.
Based on percentage, right? Yeah.
Weight percentage, right? Oh. So what total weight of the ingredients are by... you know, which it is. So if sugar came before the stevia, there was more, cane sugar than stevia. And if stevia was before, there was more weight of stevia than there was.
Okay, because the stevia was the first in the pecking order. It was stevia, it was sucralose, and then it was sugar.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that any sucralose is really bad for you, and I've got my backup quarterback here today, Autumn Warren, on the microbiome if I need her, Dr. Dieter. So, but today we're talking about longevity and fasting, and I find this such a fascinating subject. I really do. I've got three different articles here about study shows intermittent fasting promotes health and longevity. Then I have another article about the neuroscience reveals what fasting does to the brain and why big pharma and the food industry won't study it. Of course, we already went over that. We know the answer. And then this is interesting, too. They're talking about intermittent fasting, and they were talking about protein, that they found that a low-protein diet is healthier for people. I know that you feel differently about that, don't you?
Well, I think it depends on how you define that question, how do I feel differently, and how do you define healthy? So one of the big issues right now with the longevity research is they're all of the data that looks at how, protein restriction or calorie restriction or intermittent fasting affects longevity is done in model organisms. So usually it's in rodents or it's in, worms or something like that. And the problem is a lot of those studies, where they will like fast an animal for a day is that translates into usually like a month in human terms or 10 years in human terms. So a lot of the results that they're finding in these studies are the most extreme forms of fasting. And then, trying to extrapolate that to saying, hey, if I, fast for 12 or 14 hours a day, I'm going to have the same benefits because in this experiment, these animals didn't eat for a day. It's a really, really, really big jump that doesn't really tell us anything about what it is in humans. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the first issue. And then the other issue is, well, actually, there's two more big things to think about is, one, a lot of the arguments based on this, they don't really look at the causes of death, right? So when you think about longevity and a lot of these studies and even monkeys or rats or whatever it is, the causes of death in these animals are so different than what we see in humans that, it may, lower your risk of death for one aspect of how all these animals die in a laboratory setting. But then when it translates into the real world in humans, doesn't really change your actual all-cause mortality, right? It may just change one small piece.
Right.
And then the last piece is we focus so much on the length of the x-axis, right? Like do you live to 80 or do you live to 82 versus the area under the curve when we talk about like quality of life, right? So you may be able to live 5 years longer by, being in a state of, caloric restriction your whole life. But then we also know that if you don't have as much muscle mass, if you don't have as much bone density, if you, don't consume enough calories to be super active and have all those things, your quality of life as you age is actually much worse. So the net benefit may actually be a net negative than a net positive.
No, absolutely. You know, one, when you were speaking about the, you know, the laboratory research, I had this thought, and I've never really thought about this before, but I'm going to share it with you, that I think that if you look at the big picture, laboratory research is flawed in a big way, and here's why, here's how. Because those mice are super stressed the whole time that they don't live in their natural environment. And so I say any research done on them is flawed.
Well, it really depends on what question you're asking, right? So if you're looking at the overall whole wellness of the mouse, you're absolutely correct. But if you're trying to look at how, you know, very specific things work at a cellular level, then you actually do have a very good idea of how things are working. So it really depends on what level you're answering questions, right? It's just mm-hmm. like in humans, you know, we have these really rigorous controlled studies to really figure out exactly how things are working, but then how that translates into the whole ecosystem of humans as a whole is much different. So you are correct when you say, you know, it's flawed, but it depends on the questions you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talked about the calories and the quality of food. That makes a huge difference. You can fast all day long. If after you come out of that fast, you're eating really bad food, bad quality food, and too many calories, you're defeating the purpose of even fasting in the first place.
Well, I mean, you're not incorrect there, right? We know that food quality is really important. You know, a lot of the things people discuss when they talk about longevity and fasting are, you know, basically when you restrict food, you have these activations of cellular processes that are kind of independent of what happens when you bring food and what kind of food you bring back in.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you just don't eat for 10 years and then eat McDonald's for 10 years, right?
Right.
It's all these contextual pieces.
Right. But if you're doing it to lose weight, and so I read this other article about artificial sweeteners may change our gut bacteria in dangerous ways. And I'll read from the article. It says, last year, a team of Israeli scientists put together a stronger case. The researchers concluded from the studies of mice that ingesting artificial sweeteners might lead to, of all things, obesity and related ailments such as diabetes. And then I'm going to drop down. It says, the Israeli study suggests that artificial sweeteners enhance the gut, the populations of gut bacteria that are more efficient at pulling energy from our food and turning that energy into fat. And it says, in other words, artificial sweeteners may favor the growth of bacteria that make more calories available to us, calories that can then find their way to our hips, thighs, and midriffs, says Peter Turnbow of the University of California, San Francisco. What do you think? Because it says, and furthermore, he says, an expert on the interplay of bacteria and metabolism, it's all connected, don't you think?
Yeah, so, you know, we know the microbiome is really important for a lot of, you know, chronic things, including regulation of human metabolism. When we talk a little bit, you know, when we talk about artificial sweeteners and their role in, you know, energy metabolism, human obesity, et cetera, it's a lot more complicated than, you know, something like that would suggest, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them is, just trying to pick through these as systematically as possible, is one of the issues with a lot of the rodent research in terms of, you know, looking at artificial sweeteners and how that affects their body weight is, one, the mouse rodent microbiome is substantially different than humans, right?
Yes.
And so that's a huge confounder, which means it's the best thing you can say is that, yes, artificial sweeteners probably alter the microbiome in mice, and then that warrants further investigation in humans. The other issue is the amount of the dose of the artificial sweeteners given to a lot of these animals is, you know, I think it's anywhere between 10 to 50 times what even people who consume, you know, several diet sodas a day are exposed
mm-hmm.
to. So there's a big, big dosing issue. And then there's also the opposite side of the coin, where when you think about people who already have established obesity, you know, what is the role artificial sweeteners play in changing their dietary habits for weight loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at a lot of the outcome-based studies where people, you know, who do consume a lot of, you know, regular soda, if they switch to, you know, a diet soda in the interim while they're changing their habits and changing their palate, it's actually beneficial. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those things where we need to be acutely aware that artificial sweeteners in high doses can impact the microbiome, but that doesn't mean they're not something we can consider as tools in certain situations for weight loss per se. So mm-hmm. I think it's really important to understand that, you know, artificial sweeteners are something to think about, but I do think it's probably inaccurate to say as a whole, as a class, they're something we should all avoid all the time.
Hmm. I completely disagree respectfully about artificial sweeteners. I just think they're like the worst idea ever, unless they came out of nature like stevia, and that's why I love the stevia product. It might not give you the best flavor on your palate, but you know, I just think that the problem with obesity in this country is out of control, and we need to figure out how to stop it. Love having you on the show, Dr. Dieter. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
All right. All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Trying to get me to sing, aren't you? So you can catch me. I'm dying to sing this song. Dying, but I know you're going to embarrass me. So I'm not going to do it. Thanks, Danny. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I want to remind everyone that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. We are just transcribing some of these guests that we have on the show, like Dr. Tatelbaum, Dr. Dan Engel from a couple of weeks ago, Mastin Kipp from last week, and they're going to be in the newsletter because they were jam-packed with so much great advice. I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter.
Newsletter.
Oh, I just cracked myself. You can sign up for our newsletter or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. And we've had these sponsors for a really long time, like Sun Warrior and Squatty Potty, Charlotte's Web, which is CW Hemp, Crazy Water, Paleo Magazine is one of our newest sponsors and brand partners. I love their magazine, and I've been buying it for years. I get it at Natural Grocers. They have a lot of great magazines there. And also the International Society of Sports Nutrition, they make the rocket go up. And I encourage you to, you know, go to their websites. And if you're going to buy Christmas presents, which I'm sure most of you will, I talked about this last week, but what a great Christmas gift to take a Squatty Potty and flip it upside down and put some fun stuff in there, like, because they're usually the white ones are plastic. They have the nicer wooden ones, but I'm talking about the everyday Squatty Potty. I think you can get three of them for like, I don't know, $59. I don't know. You got to go online. My house is full of them, so I haven't bought one in a while. But you can flip it upside down and you put some Sun Warrior in there and some Charlotte's Web, some hemp extract, you know, and a couple bottles of crazy water and a copy of Paleo Magazine and you're good.
I'm excited.
And you got a One Life Radio Christmas present. Yeah. So yeah, it's all good. But
some healthy crap.
And some healthy stuff. Absolutely. Some of the So Delicious bars that are so delicious and nutritious and plant-based, if you will. I got so excited I hit the mic. I'm talking with my hands because I'm Italian. But you know, I love our sponsors, and like I said, they've been with us for a long time, and they are bringing this to you because Autumn Warren, I love this girl. She's become like my my backup quarterback here. One day a week on One Life Radio, she is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes at her business in Fort Worth. She has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. And today we're talking about what's a chakra.
That's right.
What's a chakra? And so I remember the first time I learned about chakras, it's when I first opened a Drift Float Spa, and Brittany Boyer, who's this real cool chick that used to work with me, she was all into all of that. She's a PhD now. But when she was, in school in the early years, she just was into all this cool stuff. And one of them was chakras.
Yeah. I'm into it also.
Well, so what is a chakra?
Well, it's simple. It's it gets a lot of strange or woo-woo, I guess, connotation just from it being a little bit out there. But realistically, it's simple. They're just stored energy centers in the body. So as long as you believe, I would hope you would, since it's scientifically based, but humans are energetically energetic beings.
Well, let's talk about
beings.
That, because when people hear chakra, they're like, oh, one of those hippies.
Yeah,
you know,
I know. I do fit into that category also. But, I mean, I try to only believe the stuff that does have, you know, some backup on
Well, let's
on
hear the
ends.
Science on it, because I think people do want to hear that. So they're locked in, loaded, before we talk about the rest of it.
Sure. So the main science of it is that the subtle body is energy. So you can have, it's just your energetic field, and people are all walking around with energetic field. It extends outside of our physical body, but it then also goes within our body as well. So the chakra system, there are hundreds of chakras, but most people are generally referring to seven of them. Mm-hmm. And each of them, they start at the base of your tailbone and go up to the top of your head. And the interesting thing about it is that all these chakras are written about in ancient Vedic scripture. So that's, you know, thousands of years ago. But the scientific correlation is that they all correspond with nerve ganglia centers in the body. So
Ganglia,
so little bitty like
little
tree
hands,
branches
yeah.
of nerves, nerve clusters that are throughout your body. So the chakras are at each one of those points up your spine and into the top of your head. So the fact that they were written about spirit in a spiritual connotation thousands of years ago, and they are actually backed up today being in the same energetic centers as these nerve ganglia, show that, I mean, there's something to it, because there would have been no way for anybody to have been able to see these teensy tiny nerves mm-hmm. that many years ago. So
sounds like a cartoon from the Schoolhouse Rock days.
Don't you just love how cool, how smart she is, though. I swear, she's self-taught. That's what amazes me.
No, you can have little characters.
I feel like Leonardo.
Okay, well, that's what my book's about.
Is in studio.
My book is about.
You're naturally so smart. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's actually kind of sick. And I said loaded. I meant to say loaded and locked, not locked and loaded. For all those gun experts out there that said, "What did she say?" And so, but
no, it is locked and loaded, not loaded and locked.
Wait, locked and loaded? No,
no.
It's loaded and locked, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Never mind then.
You had it right first.
I had it right. I thought it, and I was like, wait, is that right? Anyway.
Lock and load.
Answer,
well, you got to load it, then lock it, then shoot it, right?
I don't know.
Unlock it and shoot it. Okay. So back to the what is a chakra? And so I'm going to ask this. So chakras are real. This is scientifically proven.
Yeah, it is scientifically proven. I mean, now, of course, you can get into the different facets of each chakra and how to heal them or open them or how they're related to a physical condition. And, you know, the medical community and the spiritual mm-hmm. community aren't necessarily going to agree on all those points. But certainly, right. if you're looking for a holistic approach to curing yourself of something, I mean, if you constantly have chest pains... could it be related to the fact, you know, there's a lot of things. Somebody near you just recently dies and then suddenly you come down with bronchitis. Maybe how odd it is that a beloved one died and for the 6 weeks after their passing, you have bronchitis. And from a chakra standpoint, it would mean that there is some blockage in your heart chakra, that the energy is trapped there, that maybe mm-hmm. there's some unresolved emotions. Maybe you didn't fully grieve for that person. And so the buildup and the blockage of energy right there, it's not flowing through your body the way that it ought to be. And so things stagnate, and it can cause health problems in the physical body as well as just your energetic body.
Yeah. I think people that don't cry often enough have a stuffy chakra.
Oh, you're exactly right. That's one of the things that I teach.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How's your chakra, Danny? Are you stuffy? Do you cry? No. You don't cry very often, do you? I cried this morning, actually. I did, and it was just
I'm
like...
just thinking of character names, you know, Gary the Ganglius.
Yeah.
Bobby Bronchitis, you know?
Well,
Charlie,
you know, we'll talk after
Charlie
the
Chakwa.
Well, it's funny how things come out. Seriously, and I know this is, but like this morning, so I hadn't talked to a good friend of mine in a real long time, and she texted me, and we were texting back and forth, and I said, "I miss you," and I started crying after I texted because yeah. I really missed her.
Right.
And so I got it out, you know. And
it is.
And
it's
we're
important
gonna,
to get it out.
It is important.
You
to
know,
get
and
it
the
out.
Thing is that most people stop, and really to work through an issue, you got to go all the way. You've got to let yourself really, really grieve, even small situations.
Yeah, you
keep
do.
The energy flowing
keep
all the way
the energy
from the
flowing.
Bottom to the top.
I want to know more about it next time because I was going to ask you about the colors and stuff. Who assigned the colors? Because you guys, there's like seven different colors to go with the seven different chakras. And I'm trying to think. I better stop now or I'll go into overtime. So, all right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. We always enjoy doing it. And again, a big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, Sun Warrior, and Paleo Magazine. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.